Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald.
Just like fire, dip a boat.
Come on and get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Just like fire,
talk about the Holy Ghost fire. Come on.
With our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And oh, yes, indeed, His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. I'm trying to tell y'all, He's the only hope and light for our lost, dark, and dying world. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire the gospel experience will light, ignite, and then fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you and you too to be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ. But you got to be in Jesus Christ. You can't just come to church every now and then and act like, yeah, just because I got a Bible that I don't read a whole lot, I'm good. No, God is not a respected person, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration and nutrition from the book of Ecclesiastes, Old Testament, Ecclesiastes 10 and 10, where King Solomon is declaring many different powerful truths and distinctions. He points out that when an object has lost its purpose and effectiveness, there needs to be the required processes to be able to regain what was lost. We as Christians may reach points and destinations in our journey where our light may not shine due to some dimness in a certain season. King Solomon, or God, does not want us to settle and stay this way, but to take the necessary precautions of faith, diligence, and activation of our faith to move forward. My special guests are here from the Mass Choir Group Family Fellowship Mass Choir, director David Purcell and keyboardist Brother Jimmy Henley are here to talk about their group, talk about their amazing longevity, all of their classic gospel songs, all of the spiritual principles that they don't just sing by, but they live by as well. Amen goes right there. So listen, why don't you call a family member, a friend? You could call a coworker, a neighbor, or anybody that is just coming to your spirit right now where you believe God wants you to contact them and say, look, that good brother, Ron E. Jefferson, he is back on the internet airways doing his thing for God and for your spiritual uplift. Amen, amen goes right there. We've already had prayer, y'all. Y'all know how we do things. We are ready to give God his just due praise, honor, and glory, and we are here to encourage one another in the most holy Christian faith. Amen goes right there. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctify fire, fire, fire. Your holy name, it is you. The angels perpetually fly around the throne of God. And y'all know what they say. They don't say, God, you are wonderful. They don't say, God, you are glorious. And he is all of those things. But what they say continuously is, holy, 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 that is you. Our God is gracious. Our God is kind. Our God is beautiful. But we need always remind ourselves and remember that our God is holy. And guess what? The Bible tells us that we as his people to be holy as the Lord our God is holy. That means live sanctified lives to the best of our ability, and then we plead humbly to Holy Spirit God to come in and take up the slack where we sometimes fall short. Sounds of Man of God Sean Xavier Jones and Company, featuring Woman of God Sherry Livingston, presenting the Men's Fellowship Chorale, singing, That Is You, God, and we give you praise and we give you glory. My special guests are here. These two men are here. They are members and representing the classic gospel group, Family Fellowship, Mass Choir. If you don't know, guess what? You're about to find out. I am just happy to have these young men here with me. It always excites me when men of God show up, because sometimes us men are not in positions where our families, our society, and our churches will want us to be. So when these anointed men of God show up on this Fire Gospel Experience platform, I get personal great joy. So without any further ado, I'm happy to present the director, man of God, Elder David Purcell, and keyboardist, Minister Jimmy Henley, to this Fire Gospel Experience. And we are excited, happy, and pleased and blessed to have them here with us today. Yes, indeed. Thank you, man of God. Welcome, Elder David Purcell, Director of Family Fellowship, Mass Choir, and keyboardist extraordinaire, Minister Jimmy Henley. Welcome to this Fire Gospel Experience, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for inviting me.
Having us.
Listen, man of God, listen, I am just excited. I want you, I'm going to say, Elder Purcell, why don't you give us a brief introduction about who you are, and then, man of God, Jimmy Henley, I want you to do the very same. Just give us an idea of who you are, and then we're going to talk about this fabulous group, Family Fellowship Mass Choir. Come on, Elder Purcell.
Thank you, Brother Jeff. Yes, my name is Elder David Purcell. Greeting you greetings from the St. James United Church of God in Rayford, North Carolina, where I and Warren presided elders there. That church has been there about all my life. And music has been part of my life as long as I can remember. I started out singing, my brother and I, at the age of 6 and 7. And when I say started singing, I mean singing publicly, not just around the house.
Okay.
We were singing publicly.
Wow.
From the age of 6 and 7. Right now, in a couple months, I'll be 72 years old. So I've been on this journey for a long time, and I don't regret any of it. I don't regret any of it. It's been a really wonderful, exciting journey. Only thing I regret is that I didn't have the Lord in my life in those early years. I was singing because I knew how to sing. I wasn't singing because it was a thought. It was in my life that I was singing because I knew how. But once I received the knowledge of Christ and know what he was all about and know what singing for him could do, it really enlightened me. It made me see a new life in the singing ministry. And singing ministry is very important because a lot of people don't get a chance to maybe hear the word of God spoken, but they can hear a word from a song. That song probably could carry them a long ways. We never know what they could be going through. They could be going through some personal issues, but maybe a word or some lyrics and a song could be an uplift to that person. So I take it very serious. I take it really serious in the singing ministry. And with the choir, we'll talk about that later, but that's basically me right now, Elder David Purcell.
Amen.
I've been an elder.
Amen.
I've been preaching since January 13, 2013, when I did my initial sermon.
Amen. Well, we congratulate you on that, man of God. You keep doing what you're doing, and you talk about the only thing you regret. Listen, God knew the way that we would go, and had it not been for those deviations from God's ordained way, we would not be as sensitive and as grateful to God for the restoration that he brought into our lives, man of God. We wouldn't be so intimately committed to God had it not been for down times when our faith was not where it should be. So we can relate to anybody else that have gone through what we're going through because we've been there. Amen?
Yes, amen. Amen.
Amen. You said you was up in your 70s, man. You got the strength of a 50-year-old. You got to remind me of Caleb. I believe it was Caleb that came back, him and Joshua, with the good report after they spied the land. He's 70 years old, and he could still swing a battle axe. So I could feel that spirit of God in you as well, man of God. Brother Jimmy Henley,
amen.
Minister, come on and introduce yourself to the listening audience, good brother. Come on with it.
Okay, I really appreciate the time and the opportunity. My name is Jimmy Henley, Jr. I'm named after my father. I came born into a family of musicians, preachers, and pastors and singers. So I was brought to music at the age of 13 with Family Fellowship, actually singing tenor in the tenor section. And ever since then, and I actually was playing at the church that the person that was talking about, St. James. That's really where I got all my teaching, all my training, learning how to flow under the anointing, learning how to flow in the service. And as he was saying earlier, some of the things that, we learned from just, being around in our own ministry at the church before we could ever get to minister outside of other places. We had to learn how to do it there. So I give honor to God for actually being a part of such a great legacy in the music, which has, since then, has put me in a position of learning to start my own production company, actually producing other artists and writing songs that I believe that God has given me. But I also just, I take all of that, and I always credit back to my Uncle David and, of course, my mother, for actually working with me, learning songs, learning the hymns and everything else that I didn't know. Glad to, first of all, second of all, I want to thank you for even taking this time to even, give us this space to actually even go down memory lane and giving God praise for what he has brought our family from, because he's done some great things with our family, and I'm definitely proud to say that I'm in the family.
Amen, amen. Well, we are proud to have you two outstanding men of God representing Jesus Christ so well in your ordained ministry in the body of Christ. And I got to give a shout out to man of God Chris King, who reached out to me and said, Brother Ron, you got to have Family Fellowship Mass Choir on your show. And listen, I had to move some things around. I had to rearrange some things just to get y'all in here, because that good brother has been such a wonderful administrator, such a wonderful manager and kingdom collaborator with me. I had no problem with seeing you two gentlemen make sure y'all have this opportunity on this fire gospel experience. What I would like for you to do, Minister David Purcell, can you give us a little background on how this anointed Family Fellowship Mass Choir had its humble beginnings to be the outstanding vehicle and instrument that God is using now to sing praises and worship to his glory?
Sure, no problem. In the year of 1985, my brother, the late Bishop Daniel Purcell, one Labor Day weekend, he spoke to me, I think that Saturday. He said, David, that the Lord has spoken to his heart and wanted him to bring the family together and form the choir to record an album. He said, ask me, could I get them together? I said, I'm sure I can. So that day later, that Monday, we met on that Labor Day night, Labor Day night at our church, St. James. I think our choir swelled up to maybe between 90 and 100 members. All of them were there on the first night. So he there met with us and told us the vision that the Lord had gave him for the family and for this choir. He said the Lord spoke to him to record an album. So during that same time, the McDonald Fest was taking place in November that same year.
Mm-hmm.
The same year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Junior was it 85 or 86?
86.
86. Okay, I'm sorry. It was 86. Okay, it was taking place in November. So we had a couple rehearsals. So we enter the contest, and if I'm not mistaken, it's for like 70 choirs in the contest for North and South Carolina. And within 2 months, in 2 months, we won. The first prize was the $25,000 recording contract. And that same video that I gave to my brother. So we won that contest. We won that.
Okay.
There was a lot of, a lot of excellent choirs in this contest. I mean, they sounded really good, sounded great.
I think that
the gift from that paid off for us, that under our voice, we had a whole lot of anointing with our singing. And of course, you know that anointing show makes a difference. So we did that.
It makes
and we sung
difference.
And we up and down the road for years. So as we got older, all our family members in different church ministries, and a lot of hold special office in our church ministry, and we felt like we didn't want to neglect our duties as our office in the church. So we flattened up singing a whole lot. Matter of fact, we don't sing a lot now. We have enough to get together. If we have to sing for special occasions, something like that, we can pull them together with no problems. So because, the Lord had came and took quite a few of the members away, took them home with him. And we still got a lot of them still around. And we don't do it a lot as we used to, but it won't take but a minute or two to get us back together. And I don't think we lost no anointing. We lost no voice. And the choir's quite good. And we did this last piece that you was talking about, I think more than we did the year before last when COVID came along. We did that last project.
Yes,
it was just we did some new songs that we had did before. And we feel like it's going to be a blessing to someone and certainly to a blessing to us. So the choir, the family fellowship choir is still there. It's still there. And the Lord keeps continuing to bless us. So that's where we stand right now.
Amen, amen. What a blessing. Boy, you're just a walking history book for that choir, good brother. You got it all down pat.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. Brother Henry, being a musician, I don't think we as parishioners, as those of us that have the privilege to sit out in the pews and watch the polished work, the final cut of you all's ongoing rehearsals, ongoing commitments, ongoing sacrifices. We just see y'all singing and we just shout and we praise and we just, y'all take us to spiritual heights of exuberance and exhilaration, spiritually speaking. But what we don't see is the times where choir members sometimes have to work through issues, have to work through problems, have to work through even different personalities. Can you, as a musician in this choir, can you share with us and let us in on how it takes a spiritual mindset of Christ and Holy Spirit God to come into some of these situations just to hold such a mass amount of people together? You're talking about, the elder just said, hundreds or so individuals. That's a lot of people to have to work with. Can you share with us how being in a group and watching the different ups and downs have taught you about how to personally carry on in your own spiritual life? Well, one of the things that I was introduced to at an early age and remembering. See, I was 13 around, you know, around that time when Family Fellowship actually won, and I remember one of the things that was happening, and it still works today. God's word still remains this for us to always try to live a consecrated life. And one of the things that we did a lot with that choir was we prayed and we fasted. So I got introduced to that at a very young age of what it meant to seek God before you even get behind a microphone or before you even begin to cut the keyboard on. That should have been some kind of type of consecrated life or worship experience that you might have had on your own before you get with everybody else. One of the things that I admire about the leaders that was on the choir as it relates to that is that it takes a special type of anointing to the lead 70 plus folks.
Yes,
you got
it does.
Different. Woo. Even though that's family, you still got different personalities that you got to deal with, and people ain't seen each other in a while, or whatever. But one of the things that they pushed was the prayer life, like, and actually fasting and praying with that choir. So it was a level of what we call spiritual accountability that we have for ourselves and for others. So if you couldn't just be on the choir and just be in any kind of way because they would have a conversation with you. Uncle David, I have a conversation with you. Basically say, okay, well, this is what we need. We need your dedication to be here in order to stay on this choir. And so that's the type of discipline that we had to have. And even we didn't put no time limit on when we felt like rehearsal should end. Because truth of the matter is, I'm going in my mind right now, I remember us having church right in rehearsal, you know, having certain, Uncle David teach a song he wrote, and we having a praise party. You see what I'm saying? So it don't just start right at the service. It start at your rehearsal, and it start in your individual walk with Christ.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, you said something, man, that I think is so beautiful, man. You talked about having that sanctified life. And then having these personal issues that rise up, because we never know. When you got a lot of people, sometimes you have choir members that are dating together, and they may have fell out. Sometimes somebody may have said something that have not really come to the front yet. Or then sometimes, you know, we loan money to our brothers and sisters and ain't been paid back yet. And then you got to sing praises and glory, and you giving somebody the side eye wondering, when is this going to come to a head? Elder, can you share with us the spiritual discernment that you were able to employ when you felt like something was amiss in the choir? And I can sure tell y'all, I feel like I was there in the spirit, where y'all would just stop rehearsal right there and then have a Bible study or have a one-on-one group conversation and get this thing straight, because it don't make sense for us to be trying to sing God's praises and we got some mess on our mind. Elder?
Amen.
Can you tell us about a time when you just felt spiritually discerned that there was a contrary spirit in the choir rehearsal? And what measures did you take? Because what you tell us now, we don't have to be in the choir. We can use the suggestion and the wisdom that you're about to share with us right now. We can use that on our own, in our personal life, or in our ministry life.
Okay. On that note, and I just have to, and I'm being honest, when we had choir rehearsals, I can't remember a time when there was a problem with anything going on in the choir. Because when we had rehearsal, when the family came for rehearsal, they know we came for rehearsal. Anything bothered them before we got there, they left that in the car. Because when it's time for rehearsal, it was time for rehearsal. We never had any issues like that where we had stopped rehearsal and get some things straight before we can move on. So, I had years ago, back in the early 70s, I was over a community choir here in my town. It was a pretty large choir. And during that choir, there were a couple of times we had some problems Well, that's it. I just stopped rehearsal. I said, everybody go home. Everybody go home.
Okay.
And I have to admit, at that time, I wasn't in the Lord like I should have been. I wasn't strong enough to be able to discern what was going on. So I knew I was strong enough to know that something wasn't right. So not to waste their time, waste my time, I closed out rehearsal. But with my family choir, I do not recall any issues where we had to stop and get some things straight. And I praise and I thank God for that.
Amen. Well, listen, what I would like for you to share with is that what was it that initially got your attention? What was it? Was it a groaning in your spirit? Was it just a vibe? Was it just some facial expressions? Was it just something in the atmosphere that spoke to your spirit and said, you know what, this is not the godly atmosphere that we need to inhabit right now for the purposes of us singing God's praises? Was it? Tell us about that so that we can get a picture in our minds when we may have similar situations happen with us.
Okay, with that community choir, the issue was that when I was detecting something was wrong, they wasn't performing like they should. We had a lot of voices,
yes,
a lot of strong voices, and when they were slacking, I could tell that something was wrong. Something was wrong.
Yes, sir.
And there have been a couple of times when I dismissed practice. I individually contacted some people later on and asked them what was going on, why this. And they reached out to me and told me what was going on. So when we met the next time, and I addressed the issue, I didn't call nobody's name, and I showed them something that we wasn't going to deal with. You know, if you got problems like that, leave them in the car, leave them home, and just don't come to rehearsal. You got the problem that you're going to affect the rehearsal. Because when we come to rehearsal, Brother Henry can tell you when family choir comes to practice, we come to practice. You know, and we do what we
need to
do, and we get on out of there. But with that, our community choir, there was some time we did that. So I could tell that something wasn't right. So I didn't want to call no one out, you know, in front of everybody. So I just dismissed the rehearsal.
Right.
And I dealt with it. I dealt with it on an individual basis, who I felt like the problem was coming from.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Brother Henry, can you tell us about a time when you felt like the praise that was coming from your choir was such a uplifting time and moment in your life that you actually felt like, man, you know what? I am starting to get an impression about what heaven is like. I know you've had those type of experiences. Can you share with us what that was like when you were just high in the spirit right at the moment of you all just doing your thing, singing praises to God?
Yes, I remember we had did a concert, and Elder Prince Purcell, he's a elder, and he was used to sing right beside me because, you know, I'm short guy to be in the front. So I was young, and I remember we was in concert, and he, you know, we were singing something. I remember him going up in the praise, and I just remember he had just got finished singing a song that he leads called Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. And, you know, of course, the praise started going forth. And I remember having this moment, like, just blown away because at that time I didn't know what to do. I just remember crying because I was like, wow, I could actually feel his presence, what Elder Prince is feeling right beside me right now. You know what I'm saying? And because when I joined the choir, truthfully, I joined the choir because I like music. It wasn't it said that I was just ready to start ministering for the nation or nothing like that. It was because music has always been a part of us, you know, part of my family. But I remember that moment distinctively. When we was in concert, and I remember he had just got through finished singing his song "Nothing But the Blood of Jesus," and that was at an early age. And that's when I, you know, had that first encounter, like, wow, this thing is real.
It is.
And it's, but it's been several times. One is, you know, our concerts have always been good. And one of the things about it, us going in concert, and I know Uncle David can say this, relate to me, it didn't matter if we did a concert, whether it was a church up in you know, in a small town like Taylortown that maybe didn't have many members, or whether we was at the Olympic Festival with 10,000, we was going to give 110%. It didn't matter where we was at.
Amen.
We was just going to sing.
Amen.
Amen. Well, see, the beautiful part about that is that those of us that are spiritually aware, we understand that we're singing praises to our God. This is just a dress rehearsal, because one day we will have the privilege and honor to stand and see God face to face. So everybody else, y'all, we're just being blessed to be in the congregation to hear this heavenly process going on right here on earth. Amen. So I feel you on that. I got you, brother. When we do what we do for God, we don't do it for accolades. It doesn't matter about the numbers. It is a spiritual connection that we have with God. And listen, listeners, you all are blessed because this is a legendary choir. They told y'all they have been together since 1986. And if you do the math, that's a long, long time that these choir members have been praising God. And it takes perseverance, it takes commitment, and it takes faith. And all our God wants us to do, like Family Fellowship Mass Choir is about to sing, is come unto me, because he'll give us everything that we need. Yes, he will.
Thank you. You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience. You just heard from Family Fellowship Mass Choir singing the song Come Unto Me, because in these very, very trying times, Elder Purcell, there is no other better advice that I could give somebody than to come unto God. What would you say to the people of God during these times, these horrendous times? There is such racial unrest. There is violence. There is murder, mass murder. There is COVID. The things that our Lord prophesied at the beginning of the end times is happening. There are wars, rumors of wars. There are pestilences in the land. There are natural disasters that are taking place in regions of the country and world that normally don't happen, and then they are happening in more extreme. Is there a word of peace and comfort that you would have to share to the people of God to help us navigate through these troubled waters?
Yes. The Bible tells us that he said, if my people who shall call by my name will humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I heal the land. And so we as people of God, we need to continue to stay before him. So God, if we do what he said, he will do what he said.
Sir.
Amen. So
my advice to
people today, you need to get in God and get under God's covering. Because there is nobody is exempt for being shot at. They going in school shooting. They going in church shooting. They shoot in the grocery store. They shooting. Nobody can cover you like God can, you know. But you need to get under the cover of God. And when you get under the cover of God, stay there. And you realize, when you realize that you're under his covering, brothers and sisters, there's no better and no safer and no peaceful place that you could be in, especially in this day and time that we're living in now. We're living in a rough time now, when it's going to take God to keep peace with us, because a lot of people are afraid to walk out their door. Now people are afraid to send their kids to school, and it shouldn't be that way. Have children that go to school. When they leave your house, okay, where they going? Put a word on them. God, cover my child. If you got an opportunity, Get you some anointing oil. Get some anointing right quick. If they go out to God, bring them back home safely, God. Protect them while they out, God. Because you know you don't have to go there with them, because you're already there. So my advice to you is find your way to get with Christ. And that's not nothing that's hard to do. Because as a matter of fact, he's standing right now waiting on you to come to him.
Yes, he is.
He's waiting on you to come to him. Now he's gonna come. He's not always gonna come to you. Now you got to let him know that you want to be a part of him, and you want him to be a part of you. That's all it takes. All it takes. Is anybody out there that don't know Christ? It's a simple process. Very simple process. All you got to do is say, God, I believe that you rose from the dead for me. I believe it in my heart, and I'm going to speak it with my mouth. And the Bible tells, once you do that little simple process, hey, you say, your covenant begins right there. And the enemy is going to try to make you deny that. The enemy is going to make you feel like, well, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. But the main thing is to come from your heart. If it come from your heart, hey, it's definitely for real. No matter what the devil say, it's for real. So my advice to you to get with God and let him get you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's a word there, preacher. That's a word. You said that too, and it's so true, and I have to chime in on we are so concerned about the lives of our children. Now, those of us that, you know, live in urban communities, it's always magnified when something happened in our African-American communities, as if to say these are the worst places in the world, which we know is just a lie, to try to make
yeah.
our people keep
yeah.
our heads down and feel insignificant mm-hmm. and always feel second class and less than. That's not true. We don't listen to that. Or at least let me put it like that.
No, sir.
We should not listen to that. Sometimes it can
amen.
Get worse if we're not aware. But I think amen. About the young girl, the story that was told at the mass shooting at Columbine High. And I think that's one of the ones that really got national attention, that where we really start paying attention to these shootings at schools. And it was told that there was a young Christian girl that had been discovered by the gunman. And I guess he knew her to be a devout and unashamed Christian. And the story goes that he pointed the gun at her and said that, "I want you to renounce your Jesus to Christ, and I'll let you live." And the story is that she shook her head and said, "I will not renounce." And he killed her. Now, for a young girl, a young teenager, to have that, I'm talking about death in your face, faith, and not be afraid to proclaim Christ. I just pray for a little bit to be in my spirit, because if that day should come to me, Elder, if that day should come to me, Minister Henry, I want to be able to have that same bold faith and say, you know what, I
yes.
will not renounce
yes.
my Lord Jesus Christ. So
yes.
what I'm saying
yes.
is, what I'm saying, Brother Henry, we don't look for umbrella when it's raining, when we're in the rain. We have to be prepared to have our umbrella for those rainy days. So can you
right.
kind of highlight behind what Minister Purcell, Elder Purcell just shared, and tell us about the necessary preparation that we need to have to be able to not just survive in these dark times, but thrive and let God shine through us in these times? Minister Henry?
Yes, I think that one of the things that always need to be pushed forward is always for each individual to have a relationship with God. My relationship with God may be totally different of how you may get to him, but you need to get a relationship with God so you can understand, just for day-to-day operation of seeking his face on a day-to-day basis. A lot of times people
okay.
want to seek God for things, or seek God for a promotion on their job or a brand new car. But you need direction from God on a daily basis on who, where, how to go and how to move throughout life. Because one of the things I'm finding out is that I have made decisions that I thought were good decisions, but it wasn't God decisions. So even the time that we're living in,
that's good.
The time that we're living in now, we have to make sure that we are concentrating our and making sure that we live in our life to please the Father. And that takes a daily devotional walk with him, praying in the morning, seeking his face, getting
preach
those
it.
Favorite scripture. And because you don't know what you're going to be faced when you walk outside those doors. But when you got the
yeah.
word of God, you know, apply the scripture that, and to be able to keep that in your spirit, because we don't know what we're going to be faced
Amen.
With. And it's and because of that, I go behind my Uncle David and say, that's right, get a relationship with God. God ain't waiting on us. He been waiting. We not waiting on God, excuse me. He's waiting on us. So if we know that, why put him last to everything else? We'll put our job, we'll put people, we'll put things in front of him, but we need him first. Because, you know, so
yes,
I think when, like the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all righteous shall be added to it. We gotta put him first. And I believe, this is what I really believe, and we should come to a place where we put things first. Like, my thing is, I understand, you know, all this stuff that's going on, but I remember when we had a chance to actually pray in school, you know, but they
Come
don't
on,
have
now.
That now. But what you can do
no.
is have an individual prayer with your with the parents can anoint their child before they leave and before they get those schools
right.
to cover them when they walk in through those doors, because they don't know what they're going to be faced with. So I just say, just,
yes,
you know,
sir.
Continue to seek God. And this time, my heart goes out to all the families and that's dealing with these shootings, mass shootings, because it's definitely a tough time that we're living in. And people mental, if not all there. And I don't really, this is not no plug in, but during the day I work in the mental health field. So I see a whole lot of things where people, anxieties, PTSD, all types of stuff that's causing people to react. So we have an assignment as a body of Christ to do something. We just can't shout and he come on my side and nothing else. We got to get outside those four walls and minister to our community because they need us.
Amen. Amen. And as I shared with you gentlemen before we went live on the air, is I always trust Holy Spirit God to feel free to come in and interject as he sees fit. And when you said what you said about your heart goes out to those family members, I heard Holy Spirit God say, let's pray. So, Minister Henley, give us a word of prayer while it's in your spirit.
Father God, we just want to take this opportunity, God, to give you praise and give you thanks and adoration. We thank you for this moment. God, we don't take it for granted that we have an opportunity to pray to you right now. God, this prayer is not about us, God, but it's about you. So we ask him now, God. We don't know the names of the families being affected, but God, you know.
Mercy.
So God, we ask that you allow your presence, your love, that you loved on us, love on these families, God. We ask, God, that they be able to be pointed to the right resources, God. We know that this is going to be a healing process, God. But through you, God, we realize that there can be peace in any storm. So we asking you now, God, to allow your presence, God, to be in the midst of those people, every family that's been connected, God. God, we even pray for the shooter's mind, that he would get a relationship with you. God, we just asking now, God, that you have your mercy on each and every one of that's been affected by these shootings, God. But now, God, we ask as the kingdom, God, that we make some noise, God, that we will represent you and hold up the bloodstained banner to let them know that you saved and you still live. And God, we won't take any praises of what you do, God, but we will celebrate you, and we will give your name the praise, God, because you deserve it.
Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Very, very, very touching and appropriate prayer, man of God, because, see, this platform is not for accolades. This platform is not for reputation or fame or prestige or ego. This is an evangelistic outreach radio ministry that honors God first and foremost, recognizes him, gives him praise, and then we are privileged to come in and share our testimony, our strength, our spiritual endowment and enlightenment as a witness, as disciples of Christ, because we have been touched by God to do so. Elder, you all have a new project. When I See Jesus. Oh, can you tell us about the time when you saw Jesus and then share a little bit about the inspiration for this new project song that you have?
Okay, When I See Jesus, that's the song. I put that song together back in 1986. That's a song that we sung when we won the McDonald's Fest. And on a new project, we kind of like, we redid it and add a little something to it and tuck a little something away. Hopefully that it will bless someone. Bless your hearing, John. That everybody hear it. And Brother Henley will be able to tell you where you can download it from or where you can get this new project from.
Amen. Amen. Brother Henley, before you do that, give us some of your inspiration about when you see Jesus, and then tell us about the song and how my listeners can download it.
Well, I can tell you, just like the song says, when I see Jesus, I'm going to be rejoicing because I know that the Bible says that the righteous shall scarcely make it in. So when I make it in, I'm going to be with the angels. That's right. The angels going to be rejoicing, and I am going to be rejoicing as well. The songs that we, like Uncle David said, that was that we sang on the night. Actually, my mother is actually leading that song. She's probably listening now on there. I'm sorry, did you say something?
Ain't no question. No, sir. I was just saying amen. Go ahead with the family telling.
Okay, yeah. So my mother's actually leading that song that Uncle David wrote, and it's on all digital platforms. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Spotify. Whatever digital platforms it is, you can find it. And I definitely want to thank, you mentioned his name earlier. I want to thank Chris King, who has been a blessing,
yes,
that we had a chance, the opportunity to have a great conversation with him concerning the choir. So, yeah, you can download it. The video's on YouTube. So you got plenty of access to get that song.
Amen. Well, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to continue on with this Family Fellowship Mass Choir mini concert and let my listeners get a taste of what Mass Choir Anointed can do to a spirit, to a mind, and to a soul when they see Jesus. Yes. I see Jesus, I'm going to run all the way to the end of heaven and keep running. And I believe one of the reasons, man of God, talking about Elder Purcell and Minister Henley, that God is going to give us eternity, is we are going to be so grateful to be face-to-face with our God that we've been praying to, that we haven't seen face-to-face, that we've read so many tremendous Bible stories about he came in and conquered and defeated enemies and foes on our behalf. He's actually protected us from things that we don't even know nothing about, let alone the things that we do know about. I believe that he gives us heaven so that we can express our gratitude. And guess what? That's going to take eternity to get all them thank you, thank you, thank you, praise the Lord, hallelujah out. What does the elders always say, Minister Purcell? If I had 1,000 tongues, huh?
I couldn't praise him enough.
I couldn't praise him enough. So that's why he's going to give us eternity so that we'll be able to thank him enough. Amen. Listen, men of God, you all have blessed us so. I still have more music to play from this amazing and anointed Family Fellowship Mass Choir. I just want to just let you all know that your presence, not only in this singing ministry that you have, is so appreciated, but I believe God is smiling on you all and covering you all and keeping you all. And as you testify, for you all not to have no outbreaks and upheavals in your choir lets me know that you have anointed men and women that understand their calling as members of Family Fellowship Mass Choir. I know, man of God, Minister Henley, that you have already shared where your music can be downloaded. But what I'd like for you to do is to give information, either you or Elder Purcell, about information on how you all can be booked, how your talents and gifts can be reserved for a concert or a revival or any church event that may be going on, because I know y'all got means to travel and go wherever the good Lord leads you. Where can you all be contacted in case someone listening to this broadcast would like for you all to be a part of their event? And tell us your social media contacts so that my listeners can follow you on social media.
Well, I think Minister Henley can handle that for you. I'm not really on social media, but I think Minister Henley is. So he can give you his info,
sir,
and just contact him at any time.
Amen. Go ahead, Minister Henley, help us out.
Okay, so there's a website that you can visit, familyfellowshipmassquire.com. And we also have a Facebook page as well, Family Fellowship Mass Choir. And if you can reach us on those two social media platforms, and then somebody will definitely respond back if you're interested in booking or any additional information you may need. Just reach out to, like I said, familyfellowshipmassquire.com, and you can do Family Fellowship Mass Choir Facebook page, and we can reach out, contact us on that. And there's, I believe there's phone numbers on that site too as well.
Amen, amen. Well, listen, that is the information that we need. And if you're listening to this broadcast and you need more information, just get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson, or give me a call, 870-413-0220. If you need to get in contact with Family Fellowship Mass Choir, and I promise you I'll find a way to direct you to the proper person or person so that you can get in touch with this amazing and anointed choir. I would ask you gentlemen to give us some final words that will just bless our hearts before you leave out of here. Whomever would like to go first, Elder Purcell or Minister Henley, give us some final words that will bless our hearts.
I just want to encourage everyone that's listening. If you don't know Christ, it's time to get to know him. Like we said earlier, he's waiting on you. He's waiting on you because he's there for you. And sometimes with the younger generation, probably you have to learn how to go for yourself, because this day and time now, bullets got no age on them. They're killing young, they're killing old. Sometimes you may have to let friends go. If you want a closer walk with God, you may have to let the friends go, because you have to understand, everybody that go with you can't go where you're going. Let me say that again. Everybody that go with you, they can't go where you're going. Why? They may not have the same level of knowing you. They may not have the same prayer life that you have. They don't may not have the same type of relationship with God. So sometimes you have to step back and by yourself. When you seem like you by yourself, sister, brother, man, woman, boy, girl, you are not alone. Because he said, I will never leave
you're not
you.
Alone.
Never will I forsake you. He always there with you. So get with him, and you will be with somebody. You're in good hands.
Amen. Amen. Come on, Minister Henley. What you got for us? What good word?
I just want to say that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And if you can get faith, you can achieve a lot. If you believe in him, all you have to do is trust him. I don't know what anybody's situation is. We all have different dynamics and things. But learning to trust him in the process. And even if it doesn't happen, it's just the fact that you know that he's on that boat with you. Even what kind of storms or whatever may transpire in your life, just know that he said in his word he would never leave us or forsake us. So having faith, apply that faith to every situation, through the good and the bad, and watch God move.
I believe he'll move if you do that, man of God. I'm a witness now. Don't y'all get me started. I'll run off through this studio. Don't you get me started. Listen, man of God, it has certainly been my pleasure, and it's been my honor to have you, man of God, representing Jesus so well on this Fire Gospel Experience. I want you all to know that anytime you all would like to come back to this platform and share your testimony, of course, bring any new music, any project that you have. I want you to know that I consider you all part of my kingdom, collaborators, and we are in it to win it for Jesus' sake, for his glory, and to be a blessing to everybody that God sends our way. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm praying for y'all.
Thank you, Brother Jeff.
I'm asking that you... I appreciate if y'all would keep me in y'all prayers.
We'll do.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank you, man of God. That is the director, David Purcell, and musician extraordinaire, Minister Chris Henley of the Anointed Family Fellowship Mass Choir right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Powerful man of God representing right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And what I want you to do, if you would like to be a member of my special guest on this Fire Gospel Experience, I'll be more than happy to have you do so. All you got to do is get in touch with me. I'm so easy to find. It's pathetic. Ron E. Jefferson right here on Facebook. And then you can give me a call at 870-413-0220. Send me an email. Say, Brother Ron, I got some anointed gospel music for you. Ah, send that bad boy to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. I can get you here for this interview just like I did for Man of God, Director David Purcell, and Minister Chris Henley of Family Fellowship Mass Choir. And, or I could put you in my Shine Honest Spotlight where we just play your music, let you say any words of inspiration, and then introduce you to the listening audience so that your ministry can expand. Or if you are an orator, a person that speaks words of encouragement, of spiritual insight, I would love to have you come on and be a member and special guest of Word of Inspiration. These different segments of Fire Gospel Experience are for you to expand your ministry. So if it's you, come on with it. Or if you know somebody, let them know that this is a platform where they can honor God with their gifts. Amen. Goes right there. And speaking of honoring God, here is Crown of Victory as we take our gospel to the islands, to Trinidad, to Tobago, Bahamas, and the Caribbean. Featuring Woman of God Wisdom, letting you all know with their own Caribbean sound that nothing can hold me down. Why? Because God got my back. First inside.
Yeah. It's the birth of a ministry. First release from Crown of Victory. Selah.
Rise and shine for the glory of the Lord.
has risen upon you. When all I see is problems in my way, but no, I can't give up. The enemy is trying hard to break me down, to make me fall and hit the ground.
And you're listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where praises are going up, playing for you the best and newest gospel, the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. I pray that my music, Harvey Morris and the House of Praise, will uplift your spirits and give you a new strength. Keep it tuned in to the blog SpiritFire60.com broadcast and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them all about Fire on this station. Keep it coming, baby.
Back and forth, forth and back, back and forth, forth and back, back and forth, forth and back.
I've been struggling.
Back and forth, forth and back, back and forth, forth and back, back and forth, forth and back.
Lord, I need your help.
Back and forth, forth and back.
This is something.
Back and forth, forth and back.
I can't do it by myself.
I wanna get
focus on the things that's right. Oh yes, sometimes things that are so wrong, but they feel so right. Each day I'm praying, Lord, I want to be on one accord with you. Save me, Father, because I want to get it right. I need you, Father. Like praying, other days I feel like playing. Lord, I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, I'm messing up and my heart is aching. Coming to you true, cause there ain't no faking. I've done some things that keep my life breaking. Forsaken is what I've done. Now I'm so tired of being on the run. Now I'm here on my knees, asking that you save and forgive me, please. Cause I'm still running and I'm still doing wrong. Feels like I'm singing the same old song. Lord, I need your help, cause I can't do this by myself. I have a desire, I have a fight, I'm gonna press forward till I get it right.
Goya Boware, former radio and TV host, also the Music Love Awards Promoter of the Year, nominee, and winner. If you are a gospel artist or group and you are looking for professional promotion, you can contact me at 256-307-0617 or email me at theboarenetwork@gmail.com. I am inviting you to contact me. We are currently seeking to promote new artists and other gospel groups for conferences, revivals, and concerts. You're listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
There's so many times in life that you question what God has for you. You know, for every purpose there's a plan. Well, I was that way too. And one day I just decided to move. And I encourage you to do the same thing as I tell you a little bit about me. 17 with two babies outside. Nearly had me going crazy outside. I never thought I'd see the sunshine again. So I just kept on pushing, but you. You gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope. This is the song I sang. About the age of 27, I knew what I would be. What people didn't see in me,
you saw a masterpiece.
Growing up in this cold, cold world. Walking around with so much shame.
I wasn't popular in high school.
People barely even knew my name.
But
you gave me life. You gave me life.
You gave me hope.
You gave me hope.
You gave me everything.
Everything.
You
gave me life. You gave me life.
You gave me hope.
You gave me hope.
You gave me everything.
Just to make ends meet. We never wanted for nothing.
No, we thought
we always had a good meal to eat. Always thought we had it made by the clothes we wore. But she just kept on pushing us. She knew that there was so much in store. 17 with two babies, babies. Nearly had me going crazy. I never thought I'd see the sunshine again. I just kept on pushing, but you. You gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope, this is the song I sang. I always knew life could be this good, just didn't know how I would get there.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We made it. We made it. And it's all because of God's goodness, God's glory, and God's grace. Amen. Goes right there. Sounds of my dear sister, my little sister in faith in Christ, Shay Sams, keeping it real like she always does. I remember I met that young lady on Facebook a long, long time ago, and we've been cool in Jesus ever since then. That's her new music, Shay Sams, about me. And she's telling the truth, y'all, because don't y'all know the Bible declares that it is through the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony that we are victorious. So we singing about victory, victory, victory. And before that, we heard from my main man from the Big Apple, New York, Harvey Morris. Let you know, got to get it right. Sometimes up, sometimes down. But don't you know that when we pray and submit and humble ourselves to God, he will give us that point of balance that we need to continue on doing what we need to do for Jesus. Not because we have to or we felt some external compulsion to do so. It's simply because we have come to accept and appreciate our God. This is that segment of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where you anointed people of God come in with your words of exhortation, exuberance, and inspiration for word of inspiration. Yes, indeed. And my special guest is a young man that's living large for Jesus with a word about born again seasons of love. Not just this intimate, sexual, emotional love, but let's talk about that self-sacrificial, soul immersion of love, agape love, where we honor God by being a blessing to other people with no strings attached, just want to see and seek their best good and how we can contribute. Here's man of God, Dion Soldier Ballard, with Born Again Seasons of Love.
No one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be
born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be.
You haven't lost the vision when others do. Just make sure you never close your eyes, because procession is only bound by its beholder. Branches lose leaves while fruits decompose on the ground. Will this make a tree less valuable if its roots are still not intact? So don't lose faith in your dreams. Every year we have a season to harvest.
Born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be
born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be.
When your sight is in full bloom to reap its benefits from your upcoming season of love, born again, season they prepare for all greatness. Trading doubts from parallel into perpendicular, because you're crossing the threshold of your real purpose to enjoy your life. Mediocrity and strife complaining what's about right now, right? When others you allow to instruct your motives and objectives, forgetting about our seasons that change, and yet people also do too. A time for love and also for pain. A moment for cleansing when all you once had purified will become stained. The important is to remember it's only for a season. That your visions are a celestial reason. So don't allow others to form treason.
Born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be
born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be.
Soldier Ballard is in the house giving us word of inspiration, and we are so thankful for these amazing people of God that come in and bless us on word of inspiration. If you have this busy, busy schedule like so many of us do, why don't you take that 3 to 5 minute word of inspiration, anointed, breathed on by God, and record it on your cell phone with some nice, soft, jazzy, cool gospel music in the background, just like yours truly always does. And email that to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. And I promise you, I'll put you in my Word Up Library playlist, and then I will make sure that when I play your inspiration, I'll make sure you get a copy of the archive, because you don't have to be a special guest on this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast live to benefit from your hard work and your anointed gift. I'll be more than happy to share it with you so that you can share it with everybody else so that they can see the anointing that's in you. Yes, indeed. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, honoring God with everything we got. And yes, that includes, of course, worship. Here's man of God, Donnell Russell, taking us to the throne of grace as we worship God with humble hearts and willing minds to serve him with all of our lives.
We have come into this house together in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. Come on. I will worship you. I will bless your holy name. My
My soul, my heart, my mind says yes. That's everything that composes of a human being, mind, body, and soul. That's everything. That means I will surrender everything and all that I am to you, dear God. And help me to do it, Lord God, so that I won't be like a reed blowing in the wind under the influence of every wind and doctrine. No, no, no. We want to be rooted. We want to be grounded. We want to make sure that we are stable and able members of the body of Christ. Thank you, man of God, Donnell Russell. You blessed us, and I feel so much better. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration from the book of Ecclesiastes. I'm going to focus in on chapter 10, verse 10, where the word of God tells us in no uncertain way, if an axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. What if the axe that our scripture verse is speaking of happens to be about us and our faith, or shall I say lack of? Is there a time when our once sharp-edged enthusiasm about being like Jesus the Christ has somehow managed to become dull and unsharpened? Oh my, what a mess that would be, y'all. Yes, yes, the answer is yes. There are and there will be those times when our strength of faith is needed. And just where under God's created earth are we to apprehend this newfound energy, zeal, and zest for fresh new strength? Verse 10 and the B part of our scripture verse says more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. Skill. Yes, skill. That knowledge from faith experience, believed upon and tested through our most arduous trials, temptations, and troubles, where skill under fire has been shown to be like pure gold. Just like the word of God says in Job 23:10, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Talking about pure gold. Now, none of that fake stuff that might turn green on you if you wear it too long. So what exactly can we look to of ourselves when we seem and sense a certain dullness of our faith coming upon us? I would refer us to Philippians 4:8, where it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. I want to focus in on the first part where it says, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true. Now, the very first apprehension to be made must begin with truth, not just some subjective truth as prescribed by you and I, by common men, but that everlasting truth and eternal truth from God. Our world has fallen into so much chaos and disarray is because we have taken truth and twisted it from its original meaning. We have compounded it to mix with other perspectives that we have only confounded ourselves in the process. Truth must lead and guide us into a renewed and regenerated faith when we lean toward a dull way. The word of God in Philippians 4 continues. It says, whatsoever things are honest. This is where our self-appraisal must be found. If we are to secure a truth to unfold us from whatever has us cornered, we must take what we see as it is. No excuses, no long alibis, fables, or extreme measures to wiggle our way past the truth that can save us. When we make vain and useless attempts to evade honesty, where our souls will not ride with us any longer, but always seek to hit the brakes within us until we come to a full stop of realization and reality. And then the word of God continues. It says, whatsoever things are just, right is right, and wrong is wrong, is the only balance that will remove the dullness and apathy from us. The Bible says in Isaiah 5 and 20, woe unto them that call good evil and evil good, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Lord Jesus, say it ain't so, but it is so. Because listen, we all have these tendencies to change what we cannot claim. There was once a very, very popular song back in the day that said, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. What? You don't want to be right? He said, I don't want to do right. And listen, I don't even want to be right. If being just comes against our made-up mind and those deep eternal desires that we have times when our faith is gone with the wind. The word of God continued, it said, whatsoever things are pure. When the children of Israel were given instruction for the tent of tabernacles and the temple being built, they were required to use pure elements. No admixtures were allowed. This was and is symbolic of our lives of integrity. The overall strength of any element is that it is not to be combined with a lesser or foreign additive. God wants us to follow after godly spiritual principles where there is nothing within us that will lead us to corruption or conflict or compromise. And then, whatsoever things are lovely. There is a distinct beauty in the ways of God. Its overriding uniqueness is poetically aesthetic nature comprised where it touches our soul. These are those things that are lovely. Whatever entices our souls to be nurtured, where we sense a bit of heaven within us, as if some of us are experiencing what it is to be in heaven while still living here in this earth. It's those soul-stirring things that speak new life and bring back our edge to believe in God more than we ever have before. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. We're talking about sharpened from the Word of God, Ecclesiastes 10 and 10, blessing you with words of inspiration as well as words of exhortation and encouragement. Amen. Goes right there. Don't you just love how the Word of God brings a healing and a soothing to the soul? I know I am. Bless you, God. Thank you for your eternal word that heals us and redeems us. Yes.
Hello. We're Sounds of Imani, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music.
We pray that our music will uplift your spirit and give you new strength.
Keep it tuned in and bless your family and friends and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station.
my Lord, my everything.
In spite of all I've been through,
you gave your love unconditionally.
Because of who you are.
That's why I love to praise your name.
People from Detroit, y'all, the D, still putting out anointed gospel music. Thank you, man of God, woman of God, Sounds of Imani, because of who you are. We are sharpened when we have tendencies to be dull, y'all, yes, and we give God his just due praise for that, because without God giving us that sharpening that we need, we would be useless to the kingdom. We would be useless to be a blessing to other souls. So we continue on with the word of God that tells us that whatsoever things are of good report, we must be very aware of what we allow ourselves to see, hear, and believe. Romans 10 and 16 says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Esaias saith, that's Isaiah, Lord, who hath believed our report? Don't you just love that King James Version of the Bible? Many of the tactics of the devil is to surround and inundate us with constant and fallacious propaganda and fake news in an attempt to weary our minds with so much activity swirling around us. This is why the word of God is our anchor of peace. We don't have to have all the answers. This is where faith, newly sharpened, steps in. And we don't have to know what the future holds as long as we know who holds the future. And, of course, that is our almighty, awesome God. Yes. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. If there's any virtue or benefit and connection with our God, praise, then these are those things, beloved, that we should maintain our focus on to be sharpened. Whenever in our humanness we become like a dull axe, and God with his everlasting and ever living word is there to sharpen us to his glory and blessing to others. The word of God finally says in Hebrews 4 and 12, for whatever God says to us is full of living power. It is sharper than the sharpest dagger, cutting swift and deep into our innermost thoughts and desires with all their parts, exposing us for what we really are. Amen. Amen. And amen. I want to thank all of you beautiful souls for supporting and tuning into this fire gospel experience. Yes, indeed. Thank you, man of God, Elder David Purcell and Minister Chris Henley of Family Fellowship Mass Choir, and also am so grateful for man of God, Dion Soldier Ballard, for bringing that word of inspiration, letting us know about the seasons of love. I want to leave y'all with one final thought, and that is that you can't stay focused on you while worrying too much about others. Stay focused, y'all. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the Lord. Jesus, I'm going to leave you with my special guest from the Family Fellowship Mass Choir, letting us know that it ain't nothing wrong with trying Jesus. Until next time, Jesus loves you and so do I. Y'all be blessed.
Try.